This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Kawhi made his decision. He's going to Los Angeles. He'll team with Paul George there, and the effect of that is now Russell Westbrook could be traded. And according to Tim McMahon of ESPN.com, the Houston Rockets are among the teams interested in trading for the OKC All-Star point guard. However, it could be a long shot. And there's a lot of questions that come with Russell Westbrook potentially coming to the Rockets. Does that mean that Chris Paul would be gone? Is he a fit? Can him and James Harden coexist? And all the other stuff that comes with Russell Westbrook. Landry Locker, Stanford Route. In for John Lopez, one of the fastest NFL cornerbacks to ever do it, and a huge NBA fan. I'll just ask you straight off the top, Stanford. Russell Westbrook to the Rockets, yay or nay?
Well, Russell Westbrook to the Rockets, aside from how they would have to finagle a lot of things with the lineup, or should I say the roster, to actually make the money work, I think that this would be even worse than trying to acquire Jimmy Butler, because who are the top two usage rate guards in the NBA the last couple of years? Westbrook and Harden. How is that going to work on the same team? And then when the mentality aspect comes in, I see Russell Westbrook and this James Harden, not the James Harden back in 2012, back when he was with OKC and he was sixth man of the year as a backup. I don't see them working together because they're both too ball dominant. And there's times where Russell Westbrook is going to come off the court and he's going to be on a fast break and he's going to make that jump shot at the elbow like he always does. And that's something that I don't see Harden actually meshing with or accepting, because this is now his team. This is his prison. This is Russell Westbrook coming to his team. And I don't think that this James Harden, who's now become the player that he now is, one of the tops in the league, pretty much a perennial MVP candidate every year, I don't see this working out of both of them.
Well, I think it has a better chance of working out with Westbrook and Harden than it does with Chris Paul and Harden. And if you told me, look, if you're telling me that they're going to trade pieces outside of Chris Paul and you're going to try to make all three of these guys mesh, then no, I would absolutely punt on it. But if you can make Chris Paul the foundation of a trade, and you can trade Chris Paul in the 3 years you have committed to him, paying him max money for the 4 years with Russell Westbrook, I say I would go ahead and make it work. And there's a couple reasons that I believe in this. Number one, if there's anything Mike D'Antoni can do, it's maximize point guards. He can get the most out of point guards. We saw Lin Sanity in New York. We saw Steve Nash in his 30s win two MVPs. We've seen James Harden probably should have won two MVPs with Mike D'Antoni in his 3 years. Number two, I think Westbrook and James Harden have a bond that the other guys that James Harden hasn't meshed with don't have. Dwight Howard, okay, he's hard to get along with. They don't really know each other. Chris Paul, his brother, his own brother calls him a guy with little man syndrome, and he's got a little bit of, for lack of a better term, turdish tendencies to where Chris Paul is hard to get along with. These two guys both grew up in Los Angeles together. They've been friends since they were 10 years old. They played at the same Boys and Girls Club. So Russell Westbrook and James Harden, there's a lot of question marks about it. They're both ball dominant. How can it work? But the one thing they do have is they have a mutual, long-term built respect for one another that James Harden hasn't had with anybody else. And this is the other thing, Stanford. I know a lot of time, you know, they say you can't change at the age of 30. What's the saying? Can't change the stripes. So you can't,
Teach an old dog new tricks.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks. But we've seen it before. A lot of guys, you know, when they hit 30 years old, they do change. And a lot of times it's because you've gone through some stuff before. And Russell Westbrook, he really has. There's been times where the chemistry between him and Kevin Durant was questioned. The chemistry between him and Paul George was questioned. But he's creeping up on 30 years old, and we know the talent's there. Kobe Bryant at the age of 30, he kind of had to adjust. I know he'd already won the three championships with Shaq, but for a while, Kobe Bryant truly believed that he could do it himself.
Yes.
And as soon as Shaq left, we saw Kobe Bryant struggle to take that next step. But we did see him figure it out at 30 years old, because he had that elite talent and he figured it out. I think it's a rolling of the dice. There's no guarantees that this could work. It could be a disaster. But I think because of James Harden and Russell Westbrook's familiarity with each other, and most importantly, because of the coach you have maximizing point guard talent and the raw talent that these guys have, I think it would be a risk worth taking, and that's under the assumption that you can get rid of Chris Paul in such a deal.
I see the point you're trying to make. I still wouldn't agree with it simply because even if you were to trade for Russell Westbrook, who do you have to give up on top of probably Chris Paul to get a Russell Westbrook to make the numbers work? That's number one.
Chris Paul
me.
Straight up works, but I mean, I don't know. Do you throw in, they offered 4 first round picks last year for, I mean, do you offer a couple first round picks?
I see
to sweeten it out.
It's probably going to have to be another player that's within that trade proposal for OKC to go ahead and pull the trigger. I would imagine that it's not going to be Chris Paul plus draft picks. It's probably going to be Chris Paul plus a player and maybe a couple draft picks. But even if they're able to make that work, you said that Mike D'Antoni's always been able to maximize the most out of point guards. Yeah, okay, well then let me ask you this. Who's going to be the point guard for the Houston Rockets?
I think they could be interchangeable. I really do. I think Harden and Westbrook could be interchangeable. And I think as far as, you know, a guy maybe having Westbrook play some two and Harden play some two, I think they both can guard two guards. I think that's the problem with Chris Paul is Chris Paul can't guard two guards. But I think Russell Westbrook, the one thing you can say is he's always going to play hard. He's always going to give you max effort. I think Harden and Westbrook could be interchangeable. And this is the other thing, Stanford. And this is the other thing as we're talking about the Western Conference and we're talking about how much better the conference is as a whole. The other thing about this is if you do look around the Western Conference, the one weakness and the one position that I think is weak in the West is probably point guard. I know Utah just got Mike Conley. Mike Conley's a little bit older of a player, but the Lakers, I mean, Rajon Rondo's a little bit older. The Clippers, Patrick Beverley, we love him here, but he's not. I mean, if you just look at the point guards in the Western Conference, the point guard is actually the weakness. So if you have two all-star caliber point guards, okay.
To say it's the weakness because
what's the strength?
The West has a lot of guards.
They have guards. Now point guards though. Point guard play is not as good as it once was in the West.
In today's NBA, you could make the argument that even point guards are really just two guards because Steph Curry plays point guard, but he shoots so much.
I guess I am
back
kind of
in the 90s,
Steph,
he would have been a two guard.
I am sleeping a little bit on Steph.
Look at Damian Lillard. He shoots so much, you might as well put him at two guard. Look at Russell Westbrook. He shoots so much, you might as well put him at two guard. James Harden on the roster is listed as a shooting guard, but guess what? He does a lot of point guard duties for the Houston Rockets. So to me, in today's NBA landscape, the guard position.
You did mention the two best right there, Lillard and Curry.
Yeah, the guard position is interchangeable. But to me, where I see it as, and I'm going to ask both of you guys this question, Fig, you and Landry, are there not people that you're pretty cool with? You're on good terms with them. Every time you see them out and about, it seems like it's a good time. They're very vibrant. You love being around them because of their energy. But even with that being said, do you guys not have people that you are really good friends with, you're cool with, but you really don't want to work with because you know y'all don't mesh well?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And all I'm basically saying is I think that Russell Westbrook and I think that James Harden both go way back because obviously their dad's from Southern California, but I think both of their styles of play.
They've worked together, though. I know Harden was a different player, but they've worked together.
Exactly. Harden was a different player. Harden was sixth man coming off the bench. Big difference because now James Harden is a perennial MVP candidate every year. So now James Harden, his ego, his stature has risen ever since he left OKC. So now you're going to come to his team and now you're going to want to be the ball dominant player. He probably is not going to be okay with that because that's his style. That's what's led him to become the beard, as everybody calls him down here in Texas. So now Russell Westbrook is coming to his organization. He's not going to be as open to just sharing the rock like that with a Russell Westbrook, who's also known to be ball dominant. Both of them top two in the league the past couple of years as far as ball usage. So I'm not sure it's going to work. And then Russell Westbrook.
Oh, you definitely have. I'm not sitting here guaranteeing anything. I'm with you. I don't know. I don't know it's going to work. But I don't think that Chris Paul as your second best player is the option. And again, this is the other thing.
I get that part.
Oklahoma City's not stupid. So I find it hard to believe that Oklahoma City would take on Chris Paul. But if you can get rid of Chris Paul and you can roll the dice with Russell Westbrook, I understand that there's a chance that that dice comes back and you completely bust. But I think the risk of Russell Westbrook is worth more than the risk of Chris Paul. That's all I'm saying. My pitch.
So you're looking at this more along the lines of addition by getting rid of Chris Paul than just thinking of everything at the heavens opening up and we're gaining Russell Westbrook.
I would rather commit 4 years of supermax money to Russell Westbrook and all the talent that he has and the hope.
Okay, I can see
that. And it's a small hope that maybe he can make an adjustment, a career adjustment, a necessary career adjustment with one of his childhood friends, more than I am that Chris Paul is going to hold off father time much longer, and you're going to have to commit 3 years of max money to a guy that's going to be damn near 37 when he does it. It's more about if you can get rid of Chris Paul and you can bring in Russell Westbrook. I would like that experiment a lot more than just rolling with the Chris Paul.
See, if I was the Houston Rockets, and just like I said last week, I would be looking more for a trade of a catch-and-shoot player. And that's why I think Bradley Beal would be perfect for what the Houston Rockets do. James Harden off on the ball at the top of the key, creating that high screen and roll, penetrating to the basket, have everybody go ahead and collapse down on the defense, let Bradley Beal sit right there in the corner or the corner pocket, it doesn't matter, and knock down those three-pointers.
How's that going to happen? I mean, like, what is that? How is that going to happen? Like, that's even more unrealistic than getting Russell Westbrook.
But look at it like this. We all know that everybody in Houston, or a lot of people in Houston, even the Houston Rockets front office, are looking to try to move Chris Paul. The Washington Wizards, John Wall is still out for another season with that torn Achilles. So they still need a point guard.
And he's a super max guy. They've got a bad contract to themselves, so they would have to take back
but
even more money.
You know, but Bradley Beal is a max guy. He's not obviously the super max on the level of John Wall and James Harden, Russell Westbrook, their contracts. But think about it. Chris Paul for Bradley Beal. That's not too much of a difference in the money when you really
so they're
going to
take Paul Wall. They're going to take the two worst contracts, like Chris Paul and John Wall, and they're going to have the two worst contracts in the NBA.
Throw a couple of draft picks in there.
Yeah, they must be smoking crack in Washington, according to Stanford Route. Landry Locker, Stanford Route with you in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We'll hear some of the best of Russell Westbrook coming up next. Another reason I want him here, he's a complete savage. The most savage moments of Russell Westbrook, and we're 17 days away from training camp. Did injuries last season for the Houston Texans mask the warts of this roster, and how much of an excuse will they be moving forward? Lan and Stan discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.